The Guru and the Chela by the Ascended Master Kuthumi, May 1954. Chela. Beloved Master, in my association with the Ascended Masters, how may I avoid breaking the first commandment? Guru. Beloved Chela, walking on the spiritual path requires the utmost discrimination and balance. The development of this balance is the duty and responsibility of each Chela. Every true master will turn the consciousness of the Chela back toward the God that made them both. When an individual, visible or invisible, tends to encourage the student to lean upon a consciousness outside of himself, beware. Beloved Master, when the curtain has been drawn aside and we are privileged to know a little something of the perfection and beauty of the Ascended Masters, it is difficult for us not to worship that expression. Beloved Chela, even the Master Jesus was required to admonish his followers from time to time in the words, "Call not me good," and in the further reminder, "It is not I. It is the Father, God, within that doeth the works." It is right and proper to love, reverence, and have faith in one's teacher. It is the proper balance for the instruction and blessings received. The master, however, must be looked upon as a pattern which the student must duplicate, not admire. Beloved Master, as you have become that which we desire to be, it is our desire to do that which you would have us do. Be what you would have us become. Imitate you in all our ways. Beloved Chela, the Ascended Master has become one with the will of God. He, therefore, will never desire for you anything but that which your own Holy Christ Self desires to manifest through you. The advantage of the counsel and instruction of the Ascended Master is your protection and guidance during the time when you may not yet be able to discern from within yourself just exactly what the Christ Self may desire to do through you. There are two roads open before the Chela. He may prefer to rely only upon that contact which he can develop from entering the silence and communing there with his indwelling Christ, relying upon his intuition and capacity to discern between the voice of the silence and the voice of his many selves. Or, he may accept the assistance of the Ascended Master who has already full access to the Christ mind. This master may suggest, when invited, a course of action which will be beneficial to the spiritual development of the Chela. A real master will never order nor compel through superstition or fear a course of action which a Chela should follow. All cooperation with the Great White Brotherhood is voluntary and proceeds from a desire upon the part of the Chela to know how to proceed up the Mount of Attainment more quickly. The students on the path may be divided generally into two groups. Those who accept the assistance and superior wisdom of guides who have gone the way before, and who, by such acceptance, strike straight up the mountain, and those who prefer to set their own pace and proceed around the mountain without the assistance of such volunteers from above. Either course is safe, either is sure, but the bold who grasp the hands of the master find attainment more quickly, although the arduous climb may sometimes tell on their spirits before they stand on the summit. Beloved Master, we must then only worship and love the God that beats your hearts and our own. We must reverence you for service and example. This is the law. Beloved Disciple, the pointing of the Chela into the secret place of the Most High, the developing of the Chela's capacity to find and draw forth his own God nature, the enjoyment of sharing the Chela's development of his own divine plan through giving him a method of application, but not applying the law for him, the protecting of the Chila by wise counsel from the pitfalls on the path, the enfolding of the Chila in the substance and radiation of divine love, which enters the Chila's world through association with the Master in mind and feeling, the constant spurring on of the Chila's endeavors to find the highest expression through his own self-conscious endeavors, the watching and waiting, the fanning of the spiritual embers by the presence of love, the active companionship upon the path. These are the services of the ascended masters. Beloved Master, is it true that when you accept an unascended being as a Chila, you guarantee to the cosmic law that the energy you invest in such a Chila will be amplified by good works performed through the self-conscious endeavors of such a Chila? Beloved Chila, yes, that is true. Life is a gift of God, whether it is used by a master, an angel, an elemental, or a man, and for every spark of the life force used, all must render an accounting, above as well as below. When an intelligence accepts the responsibility of qualifying life, he accepts the obligation to use that life to expand perfection. When a master, therefore, invests his time, energy, counsel, love, and companionship in the development of a Chila's consciousness, if that Chila does not live up to his light, the master must balance the investment of his energy in a poor project to the cosmic law. It would be better not to court association with a master unless one expects to serve mankind and the evolution of the planet as a balance for the pleasure of such association. Beloved Master, is it true then that the Master chooses the Chila, or may a Chila by effort of will force an association with a Master? Beloved Chila, for the most part, the Master has chosen the Chila centuries before the Chila is even aware that there are ascended Masters. The Master, through past association or particular momentums gathered into the causal body of a Chila, will choose to prepare certain life streams for an association in ages yet unborn from the womb of time. Thus, the love of the Master is the overshadowing presence that finally causes the Chila to awaken to an interest in a particular Master, to respond to his name, and to feel a complementary vibration through his inner bodies when working upon a particular ray. There are occasions, however, when a bold son or daughter of men proceeds to force an association by doing good in the name of a Master, by drawing his blessings through the life stream, by meditating upon him and touching the hem of his spiritual garments, his aura, such an one draws the Master's attention by the law of magnetic attraction. An association is then born, stemming out of the unascended being's ambitions. This is a more difficult association, because like incubated flowers, anything forced requires more attention and care than that which develops through natural merit and momentums. Beloved Master, how can we find the particular Master who is our sponsor, our guide, our guru? Beloved Chila, when the pupil is ready, the Master appears. Until this hour, beware the subtle projections from the many selves which seek to glorify the ego. The natural development of your own spiritual nature will release a warm, pleasant, relaxed glow when you are under the radiation of your Master. Be careful that personality is not exalted in the meditations of your heart. The Master will mute self and glorify God. Blessings on you, child. More next time.